On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Brian Clark from the Get Up Crew debating whether or not Drake May and the Patriots can get this win in Tampa Bay this weekend. Now, he was on, not with the normal Get Up people. As I didn't see Stephen A. at that table. I didn't see Stephen A.'s first take. I didn't see the normal people that you usually see. It was Peter Schrager, Bart Scott, John Fortenbaugh, who I'm not familiar with, and Ryan Clark, and Greeny in the middle. And three out of the four of them picked the Bucks. The Bucks are favored in Vegas, 2.5 points, and they're a team that for most of the season has been considered sort of the standard bearers right now in the NFC. Not especially right now, but for a lot of the year, they look like the team that may be the team to beat, just in terms of the start that they got off to. The Patriots didn't get off to as good of a start, but eventually turned themselves into this juggernaut that they are right now, going on and winning all these games. But while we may look at this team and see a juggernaut and the team that just can't be stopped, the national dialogue is starting to shift a little bit. Ryan Clark had some nice things to say about the Patriots right there. He was the only one on that panel of Schrager, Scott, and Fortenbaugh to pick the Patriots to win this game. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone's gone cold on the Patriots, but it does seem like it wasn't that long ago. It was last week, I want to say, where the Patriots were getting talked about in some very lofty conversations. Drake May, lofty conversations. Mike Vrabel, lofty conversations. And those are persisting, by the way. A win like that last week against Atlanta, that's the type of game that may drop you in the Vegas odds for the Super Bowl, but will continue to boost the profile of Mike Vrabel as the head coach. But hearing Ryan Clark and the crew sort of debate it right there, and what Clark had to say in particular about the Patriots recognizing the importance and the impact of this game, I think is a good place to start here when we get to the topic of this game, what it means for the Patriots, what it means for the Bucks, what it means for Drake May, what it means for Mike Vrabel, and really everything sort of all at once here. The Buccaneers are coming off of a bye week. I think that's a very important factor to consider here. They're coming off a bye. They're going to be very well rested. Patriots are coming off a tough win over Atlanta, and a game that nearly got away from them and exposed maybe in some ways some things that they still have to work on a little bit. You are not going to have Kayshon Boutte or Ramondre Stevenson in this game, which I feel like got glossed over a lot just here in the afternoon showing their picks for the game. Not everybody's, but it seemed like everyone was just talking about the Patriots like they're all loaded up. They're not. They are not. And not only are they not at full strength, they don't have arguably Drake May's favorite weapon, and not arguably their best running back, who, even though he's their best running back, is also a guy that is prone to put it on the ground here and there. Thank you, Stiz. Tampa secondary has been awesome. Antoine Winfield, Tyke Smith, Jacob Paris, those three guys have been good. They got depth in the secondary. They have a good rotation of corners and safeties. Bucks have a good run defense, not as good as New England's, but they do have a good run defense. And without Ramondre Stevenson, they may not even have to have a great one. We'll see. Well, this is a big game for Henderson. I'll say that. I still have some leftover thoughts on the trade deadline that I want to get to. But one thing that is going to get brought up, and you know Mike Vrabel gets sensitive to it when this topic gets breached, but the Patriots, since the Buffalo game, have not played a team with four wins. In fact, before Atlanta, they didn't play a team with more than two wins.
I mean, I love your little smirk over there.
I love it too, Mike. I said it before, I'll say it again. No one rattles the new, since Belichick anyway, no one rattles these head coaches like Curtis. He's just got such a skill for it. I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is. Because I didn't think that question was particularly offensive. He, you know, he tempered it pretty well. It's not like he was, hey, your schedule's really weak. You guys are fried. Like, he didn't say anything like that. He wasn't, like, in his face about it, like he was with Mayo a couple of times. And Vrabel was just all over him. Been a touchy week for New England football coaches, has it not? You had Billy O'Brien yelling at that poor guy. Like, we're not down. Like, buddy, you're 1-8. You're not down. You're not down at 1-8. Okay. I don't know about. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's
what's
not
up, Trevor.
The message you want to send. That's great night for Trevor, though. Great night for Trevor. After you get a big red day, dad, what's up, Trevor? You're cool. It was like when that guy quits in Half Baked, and he's like, bleep you, bleep blue, you're cool, and bleep you, I'm out. That's what that was like. Bill O'Brien was basically the guy in Half Baked. But Vrabel doesn't like it when you talk about the schedule. And I get it. It's not like he can do anything about it. He's playing the schedule that was put in front of him. And that win over Buffalo was certainly the type of win that got everyone jazzed up. It was a win against a division rival on the road. It was Drake May versus Josh Allen, and Drake May won. It was a great win. It really was. And they've had some convincing wins since then. I don't know if I'd call them all great wins. That wasn't a great win against Atlanta. I wouldn't say that. I think they had a great win against Cleveland. I would call that one a great win. That's a good, I mean, it's a great defense they played, right? If you can put up 32 points against a great defense, then yes, that's a great win. Beating the Titans was a perfectly fine win. Was it a great win? No. the Saints, not really a great win. Like, they beat them, but it wasn't a win where you're just like, damn, they're awesome. And the Falcons, certainly not. Now, I know, Arkin, you're mincing the wins now. Oh, it's not a good win. It's a great win. It's this, it's that. This, if they beat the Bucs this weekend, no matter how they beat them, it'll be a great win. Okay?
Don't put words in my mouth.
That's the difference. That's the difference. If they beat the Bucs 3-0, that will be a great win. If they beat them 52-49, that'll be a great win. There is no type of win that the Patriots can get this weekend that will not be a great win. And that's why this game's different. That's why this game's special. It just is. You can play teams that are 1-8. You can play teams that are 2-7. And you beat them, fine. You're supposed to beat them. You go into Tampa, you go in and play those Tampa Bay Bucs right now, and that Baker Mayfield, that defense, and that offense for that matter. And I know they just took a pretty hard L against the Lions, not last, it was 2 weeks ago, right? Yeah, because they just beat the Saints this past weekend. So, yeah, it was 2 weeks ago, where the Lions maybe put them in their place a little bit. And hopefully showed Mike Vrabel and Drake May and, you know, the rest of the guys on that offense ways that you can beat this team. Because the Bucs are good, but they're not unstoppable. They're not this wagon of a team. They have some not great wins this year, too. First two games of the season, they beat the Falcons 23-20. They beat the Texans 20-19. They beat the Jets by less than a field goal, okay? At home in week three. They beat the Seahawks in Seattle. That's a great win. They beat the 49ers by two scores. I'll call that a great win. But you know what I mean? Like, they're not a juggernaut. They're not, oh my God, it's the Buck. Like, they're good. They're good. They're a team with a winning record. They're a team that's, you know, far and away in the good column, just like you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
But I think there's still some doubts. There's doubters and there's doubts. Some of those doubters reside in Las Vegas. The wise guys. Patriots Super Bowl odds, since that win over Atlanta, have dropped. Here's how it looks right now, according to FanDuel. Kansas City Chiefs, plus 550, best odds. After that, Bills at 650. Eagles at 750. Lions and Rams, 850. Packers, 1,000. Seattle, 1,200. The Colts, 1,200. Ravens, 1,800. Broncos, 2,000. Bucks, 2,500. Niners, 2,700. Patriots, 3,000. So, you had to wait a while to get to the Patriots there. In fact, you had to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 13 teams ahead of the Patriots. And teams in the AFC, there's the Broncos, Ravens, Colts, Bills, and Chiefs. That's five teams. So you may think that I'm being difficult here talking about these wins aren't great wins. This isn't how it's gone. What's happening right now is Vegas and the national media, the experts, the sharps, are all anticipating some kind of regression here for the Patriots. Or maybe not so much a regression, but maybe an idea of, well, you know, it's been, they had a great stretch there, but they're gonna get put in their place just like Tampa Bay did a couple weeks ago against Detroit. May not happen this week. I don't necessarily think it will, although I think it's going to be tough on that offense with no Booty and no Stevenson. You know, that's going to be tough. The offense looked very different without Booty in that game. Drake May looked different without him there. And I think that that's potentially an issue here that we may be underselling. As far as the rest of it goes, the coaching advantage, I think, goes to New England. The quarterback advantage, as much as I like Baker Mayfield, goes to New England. It does. Mayfield's very good. I mean, Mayfield's having a great renaissance out there. He is. But he's not as good as Drake May. He just hasn't been. He's been very good. But his passer rating, he's cracked 100 in his passer rating three times all year. Drake May's had over 100, what, like six games in a row? Like, he's just, that's his default. Again, video game numbers. And that's a very high bar to clear if you're Baker Mayfield or anybody else. So I'm not saying, like, Baker Mayfield stinks. If there's an MVP race, they're both in it. But I think that, you know, you're talking about the elite, right? The best guys in the league right now, statistically, the best couple of guys in the league. Drake May's right there. Baker Mayfield's right there. I give the nod to May, and that's huge. How about the defenses? This could be an interesting one. Defensively, I think the Patriots have the talent to get the check mark here. And in the run defense, I think they do have it. But I think maybe for me it's Tampa. I think maybe Tampa's defense is a little bit more battle-tested, a little bit stronger, a little bit tougher. And again, I wouldn't say it's a big advantage. It's probably about the same size of May over Mayfield. But I think I'd give it to them. Special teams, kind of a wash, but I'd probably go New England. Kicking game's good. Jones is good. I'd say that's a pretty easy one there. As far as the rest of the offense, after the quarterback, that's when the conversation starts to get a little more interesting. Tampa Bay, no Irving. Obviously, no Mike Williams. Not Mike Williams. Mike Evans. And I think when you look at the totality, the sum of all the parts there, the offensive line, the run game, the passing game, etc. As much as I think Drake May is the better quarterback, I'd give the check mark in the offense talent-wise, to Tampa Bay. Now, I say all that to say this. The Patriots are looking at this game and should be looking at this game as a playoff game, essentially. That's how they should be treating this. That's how they should be looking at it. They should be looking at this game as though, until you play Buffalo, and that's going to be a big one, obviously, too. And, the Ravens, we'll see where they are at that point in the season. But these Tampa Bay Buccaneers right here are the only team you're playing that's going to have legitimate playoff and seeding concerns and all of that for a while. The Bengals, the Jets, the Giants, the Dolphins, you know. You don't play the Bills until December 14th. You have the Ravens the 21st. And that's it. So there's those two games in December. We still got, the rest of this month and the two games after that. And I think that there's a very, very good chance here that the Patriots could now, with looking at what they've been doing, and if they stay healthy, of course, too, that they could be a team that's challenging for a bye, challenging for a home playoff game. I mean, all of these things. All of these things are on the table right now. And Tampa Bay, same thing. And they both know it. And they both, I think, are going to treat that game with that same kind of urgency. And that, I think, is going to be a real test of what this team looks like under pressure, what this team looks like with real stakes in the game. It was nice to see him beat Buffalo and go down there and do it. But now that was when they were still considered, okay, well, good for them. Now they're 3-2. When they beat Buffalo, they were 3-2. They're coming into this game, they're 7-2. Very different expectations, very different framing. It's all now, I think, going to come to a head. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for this team to really get challenged. I'm ready for this team to go out there and show what they're made of against another actual winning playoff caliber team. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. I have some thoughts that I want to get to on the trade deadline. Phil Perry in his mailbag answered a couple of questions about it that, I don't know, it's not that Phil upset me. It's just that, what he's hearing from the team upset me a little bit.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.